Peter.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here, man.
It was a lot of fun.
For me, too.
Yeah, all the way from the ride in, and let's do a little post-radio lunch, maybe.
Sounds great.
That'd be nice, and so this thing likes to start over just by itself. Just to prove it, I let it do it. But anyway, again, just to remind everybody, your website, your main website, is peterparsekband.com. You have your records to sell on CD Baby. I've included the link on the write-up that I did, and a couple of shows coming up. The most recent, see if I can do it right this time. September 16th, the Stomping Ground in Putnam, Connecticut. Then September 29th at Atwood's Tavern, all about the legendary Buddy Guy with a bunch of great guests. And then in October, Strange Brew in Manchester, New Hampshire. Peter Parsek, what a pleasure. We'll have you come back.
Thank you, brother.
We'll talk about other things. And
yeah, we'll get into the influences and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And as I look over to my right, here we go. Oh, Kirsten's here for something about the women.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, what's going on?
Hi, Peter. Well, I'm hanging out here at WMFO doing something about the women. And speaking of influences, you did get a Bob Dylan song in there, so you kind of got a twofer there. What a treat. I was at home and I rushed in to get a little bit of live music.
So it worked. You could hear it out there?
Yes.
Oh, wow. We were on the air. Awesome.
You were. It's how that, you know, it's how the system works. There are two ways of listening to music. You can either turn on your radio, which is old school, or you can stream. It's great. It's a beautiful system.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So what's going on with you today and something about the women?
Well, I've been working a lot with Mike Stewart on Boston Women Rock.
Oh, how exciting.
And, you know, Loose Interpretations is Boston, Somerville, Cambridge, kind of Boston areas. And rock, it's women who perform or involved in music in different genres. So it doesn't have to be just rock. It could be indie, it could be folk, jazz, but also women who are involved in the music industry. So there are a few people at my sleeve who I'm going to be promoting that either have a club or book music or have a music studio. So my first person for this at noon will be Sonia Ray Taylor, who is playing at Toad coming on August 28th, and she's a singer-songwriter. She writes a lot for other people, but she also performs. And Jess Fox, who is around a lot, she moved to the Boston area to study at North Bennett Street Studios and learn luthier. I don't know. Luthier. So she plays with the Vinegar Flies, and she will be at Atwood's on September 30th, so not for a little while, but...
All right.
So it's all good.
All right, everybody. I'm Mike. I'll be here next week at 9 a.m. with the Cast Irons, the full band. That's going to be nice. Stick around for you, Kirsten. Something about the women here at WMFO. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Mike on the mic.
Heaven knows this ain't no Margaret Mitchell, where the oak tree meets pines. I know it might sound kinda simple, Lord, but it's mine, oh it's mine. Thought I heard a log man cutting timber down a Mississippi line. I'm up the old Tombigbee River, high as a pines all the time. Elegant les bateaux passant, venant la flotte avec du vent. Celebration in the wind. Father Pat gives benediction across the Coden Bridge again. Crickets spreading rumors by the shoreline with the lonesome lady wine. Crab trap. I'm as a tide all the time. Élégant, mon les bateaux passant, belle on la flotte avec du vent. All I'm trying to say is I'm never far away from Alabama frame of mind. All I'm trying to say is I'm never gonna stray.
And this is Kirsten sitting in for Something About the Women. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and Freeform it is. So I am starting out my edition of Something About the Women with some Shelby Lynn, where I'm from I Am Shelby Lynn, the deluxe edition. And in this next set, I decided to just, I don't know, it ended up being a group of musicians who I really enjoy listening to. There was really no rhyme or reason, but I'll play some Feist and Cat Power, Lucy Wainwright Roche, Fiona Apple, Ingrid Michaelson, Sarah Bareilles, and Regina Spektor. So if you like the sound of that, I hope you enjoy what I have selected by this group of musicians.
Inside and out, backwards and forwards with my heart hanging on. You claim, and don't forget the blame. I'm still trying to. What if I don't wanna be like you? Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Or maybe a shelter pet is the best thing to happen to a person. So before I go into my set, I want to take a step back and just mention how fun it is to come in when Mike has live guests. And today was no exception. Peter Parsek, it was so wonderful to have him here in the station. We were able to discuss Night Stage, which is always like a sad spot in my heart. I miss Night Stage. But to hear about his adventures with Pinetop Perkins, and I know he played with Hubert Sumlin, and especially his work with Buddy Guy. He actually was in No Depression recently. It was November 2017. So anything that you were missing in the interview with Mike, although I think he pretty much covered a lot of that's in here, including the instrumental song that they played at the end, Pat Hare, is the first of Parsek's originals as an instrumental shuffle. So how cool is that? And the article ends with saying there are a lot of mediocre blues records out there, guys who can play a tick but miss the soul of music. Not Parsek. He's the real deal. You won't be able to take this one out of the CD player for a long while. So that was really great to read about. And then here he was. He also shared with me that he had recorded... He was recorded on a song with Shelby Lynn and Alison Moore. I happened to have just started this set with Shelby Lynn, so that was really a nice piece of information to hear. It was from an Elmore James tribute album, and the song is called Strange Angels. I think that might even be the title track. And isn't it funny that Shelby Lynn and Alison Moore were also in a no depression issue. I think it was maybe one or two after the one that Peter was in. And they both covered Dylan's song. So I don't know. It's like the synergy of the universe, the synergy of the musical universe. So anyway, that was a great interview, and it was really fun to be here to actually hear a couple of the songs live. So am I set that I started out my version of Something About the Women? I started with Shelby Lynn, where I'm from I Am Shelby Lynn. And then after that, Feist, Inside and Out, Let It Die. Did that sound familiar? Because that's a Bee Gees song. So those of you who are too young to know the Bee Gees, that was a Bee Gees song, earning them a permanent place in rock history when it reached number one on the U.S. Billboard charts. So that was what I was growing up to, was some Bee Gees. Then Cat Power, Where Is My Love, from the album The Greatest. Fiona Apple, Sleep to Dream, from the album Tidal. Ingrid Michaelson, Girls Chase Boys, from Lights Out. Sarah Bareilles, and that goes out to Katie O'Brien, my piano teacher, who loves Sarah Bareilles and can often be seen with a Sarah Bareilles t-shirt on. I Want to Be Like Me, The Blessed Unrest. And then Regina Spektor, Don't Leave Me, Ne Me Quitte Pas, What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. So there are a few people who are coming to town, and I thought I would play, give you a preview of what is out there. Mr. Airplane Man is where I am going to start out here. Well, let's give it a whirl.
Thank you. My coat's from China.
of red and gold. But November's come and gone, now and they're lying in the gutter and long ago. They're gonna make their way out to the ditch or someday to the sea. They'll get to where they're going without the help of you or me. And if each life is just a grain of sand, I'm telling you, man, this grain of sand's mine. And it's true that I'll work near as hard as you tell me that I'm supposed to. I don't run as fast as I could, but I live just the way I want to, and that's the way I should.
Said no, go right ahead, you're the star. And you can hang that sweaty little black leather dress right here on my guitar. Said, man, what big eyes you have, what big teeth, what tattoos, what big scars. She took a bite out of me and I said, feet, come on and take her to my car. You don't say. With an empty belly and a barbed wire bonnet and a wolf hanging at your door, no. You don't say no. With an empty belly and a barbed wire bonnet on it, no. You don't say no. With an empty belly and a barbed wire bonnet and a wolf hanging at your door, no. You don't say no. With an empty belly and a barbed wire bonnet on it, no. I was doing handstands at the bandstand at the shimmy shimmy cocoa bop bar.
Shimmy cocoa bop, shimmy shimmy cocoa bop.
Everybody had a phone in the pocket. Everybody had a greasy charm. Mr. Big and the Pistols, kissy kissy baby, this was bizarre. They huffed and they puffed, blew me away like a 10-cent cigar. With an empty belly and a barbed wire bonnet and a wolf hanging at your door. No, no. You don't say no. With an empty belly and a barbed wire bonnet on it. No. You don't say no. With an empty belly and a barbed wire bonnet and a wolf hanging at your door. No. Don't say no. With an empty belly and a barbed wire bonnet on it. No. No, no.
Yeah. wolves dressed up in sheepskin, dressed up in sequins and a hat. You can never be too paranoid, Miss Betty Davis said that. Look out, little girls and boys, talk about your toys, talk about your cool cats. All the better to eat you with, all the better to beat it, I said that. With an empty belly and a barbed wire bonnet and a wolf hanging at your door, now you're down. Don't say no. With an empty belly and a barbed wire bonnet on it, now. Don't say no. With an empty belly and a barbed wire bonnet and a wolf hanging at your door, no. Don't say no. With an empty belly and a barbed wire bonnet on it, no. I gotta get a ticket to go. Gotta get a ticket to Chicago. I gotta get a ticket to go. No, 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 no.
Okay, well, this is Kirsten, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Something About the Women. So that last set really featured musicians who are playing sometime in the near future locally. So if you like what you heard, you can go out and hear them. I started with